I'm a test of an olive, the Mishnah. Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shohi Yorei Shemati Sabir. Rashi says some people are in the Golo, and every year you would have this question, you don't know, even though the Gemara says in Be'ah that except for one time, they always made Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul, but it's always possible that they might end up doing it on day 31. So he's going to keep 2 days misafik. Shemati sabra. So ma'arba adam shnei eruvin, he can put down two eruvin, eruvit chum in two different directions. Do that on error on the 29th of Elul. Vaymer, and he could say Iruvi Berisha the Mizrach, Ubashani the Marav. The Bach has the word im. If the first day, because there's not two, now the case before there was clearly 2 days, there was Yantav and Shabbos, both are Kaddish. Over here the question is it's either day one or day two, not and the day two. So if the first day is the day of the Erev, I wanted to go to Mizrach. Ubashani, if it's the second day of the Marav. Or Berishan the Marav, Ubashen the Mizrach. Or Eruvi Berishan, Ubasheni Kivne Iri. Or Eruvi Bisheni, Uberishan Kivne Iri. So you could do all of those possibilities and make two Eruvin. Or to have two different stati for the two different days. But Chacham disagreed with that. Because you look at Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one long Kedusha. You cannot split and do different things in the different days. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'as to Adam Alech Alkola B'yom Tev Rishon V'oich L'B'Sheni. In the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, a person has a basket of tevel. A basket containing tevel, a produce which is tevel. So on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he could say, if today is Kodesh, if today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, I mean Ma'afrish, the Trumas and the Maisers, and they'll say how he wants to do that. The Trumas are here, the Maisers are there, etc. If today is Kodesh, I'm not doing anything. Leave it where it is. Second day, he goes back to the same basket. He says, if yesterday was Chol, there was Hafrosh already. If yesterday was Kodesh, I'm being mafresh, and being mafresh is the exact same chumas and meisters. And now I'm a mother shechet mutter. If yesterday was kodesh, so it's chol, and you can be mafresh. If yesterday was chol, there was a frosh already. He can eat it in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The bay which is born on the first day, she would be mutter on the second day with a mamana shech. Either the first day was kodesh, and the second day is chol. You can eat the bay on chol. Or the first day was chol, so the egg which is born on chol is mutter to eat on the second day, which is kodesh. See, all these are, the Rabbi Yehuda is dealing with the food, the 2 days is total separate, independent, smake is one from the other, not one long day. The Chacham disagree and say we look at it as one long kedusha, so you can't be masked on the kokola from one day to the next, and the egg which is born on one day will not be mutter on the next. Rav Dosa ben Harkinus Omer. See, also, this is not a question of Safik, and the only reason why it's here is because he said a din about Rosh Hashanah, which the Chacham disagree, so the Lashon L'Hor L'Chacham fits. He says, "So over the table, b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, the person is davening for the omid. A part of his nusach tefillah is he says, Omer hachalitzenu Hashem alakenu, is yom Rosh Hashanah hazeh, im hayom im lamachu, lamachu Omer im hayom im emesh.' So he mentions Rosh Chodesh. That person should give us kayach and strength." On this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether today's Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh, or the second day he says, whether today's yesterday was Rosh Chodesh or today. No, Rosh Chodesh. Well, I heard the Chacham disagree, and they said you do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Like Rashi, Shemet Yisaber. But Gavla Kamari, we're talking about a person who's in the Golos. Shemet Yasubez in a Golos, Elul Mober, they might make it a Mober, which is extraordinary. They very rarely did that, but it's a possibility. Yushnei Yamim Tovim, so you're going to have to keep 2 days because of that possibility. Utrak Leil of Barishon Tzarech, and Mashen in the Tzarecher, he has to go two different directions in 2 different days. So Yehuda says, no problem, Arab Shnei Ruven. Menichon be'erav yamtiv, zelakan, mezelakan. Vaymer, kiddaliyah, like we had before the case of yamtiv and Shabbos. So he says you can do the same thing by the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. L'har l'chachamim, d'ksarvi kedusha achas, and they hold that Rosh Hashanah is one long kedusha. Ma'at odam al-kalkola, shal tevel, he has a container of tevel. Beyond the rishon shal Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Vaymer. If today is not Rosh Hashanah yet, Tezu Chuma Aleilu. He does it. This is the Chuma and the rest of the container. But if today is Rosh Hashanah, same with the work, and I do not want to make me Mafresh, they make be in Chuma be Yamtiv. It's also to me Mafresh Chuma and Yamtiv. The Shuster Abaran Hikim Set this Bay. It's a kind of chachamim. Chazal Aser being marfresh chumas and ma'isus and yamtiv. That of Eiru. So if today is Kaddish, I'm not doing anything. Ulamakar the second day, the next day. Omer im esmo Kaddish. If yesterday was the day of kedusha, so it means hayom chol. But tehezu shemarti esmo truma alev that which I designated, what I mentioned yesterday, should be truma. If yesterday was chol, I want that the same thing today to be truma on other items. V'mayim kodesh, v'esem chol. But if the opposite is true, that today was kodesh and yesterday was chol, kavar he truma. I already did that. Me'esem v'ochol kalkola musukenes mashayer truma. So he could eat the kalkola and leave over the truma. The b'lo hadol chacham the k'sar b'tzavayu kedusha achas. They're both one long day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't be mafresh truma on Rosh Hashanah. Hachlitzeno, zarzeno, v'hachlitzeno. Give us, strengthen us. K'moy necholetz chushim. So the Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven said, we will go. Strengthened and girded for battle. So he says that if today's Rosh Chodesh or if tomorrow, imayom imocher, imayom hu achlitzeno yom imocher mocher. If today's Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe should give us that special bracha today. If tomorrow is tomorrow. B'hadol chachamim. Zakrashi b'gemar mefarish. The more brings. Two possibilities, what the Chachamim did not like. Either they did not hold that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Or alternatively, they have no problem with that. But this idea of making this condition, if today, if tomorrow, if yesterday, you just say the same Nusach on both days. The Gemara Farsh Iyatanokoi, that the Chacham disagreed with this condition that he's making, because every lav suffiku al yom rishon hu Rosh Chodesh. We don't do that. We say the first day is Rosh Chodesh, and that's all you mention. Oh, as ikaron koy, the whole mentioning of it is the problem. Every day maskirin shal Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara brings two possibilities. Zot the Gemara. So he says that the Chacham disagree with the Rabbi Yehuda. So who is the Tana who says that? Amar Rav Rabbi Yosihi. The Tana which argues is Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya Marim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said before that Yom Tov and Shabbos is two different kedushas, and you can make these Erev in different directions. And the Chacham over there argued, but the Chacham of that Mishnah are Moida to Rabbi Eliezer Barosh Hashanah Shayore Shema Tisaber. Ma'ariv adam shnei ruvit varma eruvi berishon lemizruch b'shene lemarav berishon lemarav b'shene lemizruch eruvi berishon b'shene kinairi eruvi b'shene uberishon kinairi. And on the two days of Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim are moided to Eliezer that that's possible to do. So in other words, so which is exact opposite of the way we do in halacha. We deal with Yom Tov and Shabbos as two different kedushas, and we deal with Rosh Hashanah as one long kedusha. They're saying the exact opposite. We deal with Yom Tov and Shabbos back to back as one long kedusha. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate kedushas. So they're mamash the opposite of what we do. And Tosfos says that it's a little bit interesting. Tosfos Moedim Chacham L'Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos says it's really strange that the sword of the Chacham is exactly the opposite of how we pass it. We pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, Yom Tov and Shabbos, two different kedushas. We pass in that by Rosh Hashanah, it's one long kedusha. They're saying almost the exact opposite. So, okay. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that you can't make this. Erev based on the idea of being a suffix, it's one long kedusha. Okay. Amar lehem Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, "Iatem moedim. Don't you agree? Shimbo edim in the mincha olamala. In a case where edim arrived on day one of Rosh Hashanah, or is the 30th day of Elul." Min mincha l'mala, after mincha. So there was a takanas chachamim that we do not accept edus after mincha because that will throw off the correct shir that they would say. It's shir shayim. But so theoretically, if the edim will not come by till mincha time, we should just drop the kedusha for the remaining hours of the day, and then start the second day with kedusha, because clearly the true Rosh Hashanah is the second day. The true first day of Tishrei is now day 31. So for the rest of day 30, really you could chaperayin some malacha, become a masaka, and you cannot do that. So that's the cut of the chachamim that you keep the first day Kurdish, even though you know clearly that it's not Kurdish, because Adam will not come, because we won't accept him anymore. So it's Vara Yichol, and still we're not Kurdish. Indicates to us that the keeping of the 2 days wasn't based on a suffix, which would allow us to say, my Erev is, if the first day is really Rosh Hashanah, my Erev should be this way. The second day is really Rosh Hashanah, my Erev should be that way, because it's two different, it's a suffix. It's not a suffix. We know Vadai that it's Chol, and we're still Noy Kurdish. It means it was the Kanas HaKamim to keep it no matter what. So that creates a din of Vadai Kedusha, which would preclude that you can't switch around from one to the other. So the Rabbanan say back, Rabbanan, Hasim ki hechad alo lezalzuli be. You're right. The Chachamim were mechayev that we don't want you to undermine. Next year, people are not going to take day 30 so seriously. Because remember, last year we kept Kurdish. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was an announcement from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Beis Din, that you can do malacha. So next year, you're not going to take it so seriously. So yes, they were mesak on that. That what didn't mean that they made it one long Kedusha. Okay, it's a grash. Marim Chachamim. Alba gav the pligi lay the Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos u'Yontov. Shabbos Yom Tov, he says it's one kedusha. Hacha moiru the base yomim tov mishrosh Hashanah, base kedusha same. But Rosh Hashanah is moiru. So what's the logic behind that? Forget about, you know, how we paskin, we paskin the opposite. What's the logic behind that? So the logic Rashi says is, in the case which we discussed before, there was Yom Tov next to Shabbos. Both days were vadi kodesh. It was Yom Tov was vadi. It was the first day Yom Tov, which is really midraisa Yom Tov, and Shabbos was right next to it. So both days were vadi kodesh. Over here, we're saying up front, it's only one day is kodesh. We don't know which one. So over here, we deal with it as two separate kedushas, because each one is possibly the day and the only day. So then that can't be one long day, it's two separate days. Whereas the case of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are back to back, both are Vadi Kodesh, so we deal with it as one long Kiddush. One of them is really definitely Chol. Because we don't know, we're in doubt. Maybe Bezdin, Iabru, Bezdin made Rush, they made Elul 30 days long. They did Kiddush HaKadosh on day 31. So it means the first of these 2 days is really day 30 of Elul. The reason we keep 2 days is because we don't know which one it is. So that's the reason. So that's not one long kedusha. That's two separate kedushas. Reverse the oyster. The kesavra la mishum sveka. It's not only because of the suffix. The shem bo edim b'yom lamed suffix b'lo yom lamed aleph. L'chudei iskin. It wasn't only for that possibility. That maybe the Edom will come on day 30, or the Edom will come on day 31. That's not the only reason they're misakin. Alaaf, there's another possibility why they're misakin. Mishum Shem bo Edom minim mincha ulamal, because maybe Edom will come after on the day one after mincha. Iskum, that's the situation where over there, look, we do not accept the Edom, and we push up the Edom till the second day. But on the other hand, we continue to maintain this day b'kedusha because chazar masakin, there's a din kedusha, and even though you know vare at this point in time, you know vare that it's not kurdish. But the devar kedushi d'omer rabbanon shayu mitzapim yom lama shalavu. Come, we're sitting there waiting on day 30. Shema yavoyu edim. Maybe edim will arrive. Shinir b'sal levana, but that the levana was sighted on the previous night, on the night of the 30th. We catch a bezin as a kurdish. Hayom bezin will make this day kurdish. So the people have to maintain that day b'kedusha shema yontifu. Maybe it's yomtiv. Even though no edim have come yet, it's possible edim will not come and will really say no, it wasn't kurdish. But you can't rely on that up front. It's a suffix. So now. B'tanya, Tomei Shul Rosh Hashanah, Shachri is carved Kilchasli Tomei Shachol, B'Shir Shachol Amasukah L'Yom, B'Shir Shachol Yavim B'Mikdash B'Yom Rishon M'Chul. So the Tomei Shul Shachri is in general the Edom never would arrive in time to establish Rosh Hashanah before they brought the Tomei Shul Shachri, which is brought almost immediately in the beginning of the morning. So that Chazal said, you know, we don't know what it is. So you just makiv like you're makiv a tamid shachol, which is relevant in regards to the shir that they would sing would be the regular weekday shir for that day of the week. But tamid shabein arboim are mashir acher, but on tamid shabein arboim be mincha time, there was a different shir that they would say because of Rosh Hashanah. So they would divide this capital of Tillam in half, and they would start from Hasirayzi Mishabel Shichmoy.
Mishabel Shichmoy. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah on the Thursday.
No, that's how you would say it. That was the share of Rosh Hashanah.
Any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Right. So in the morning you would say the shear of that day of the week, because it wasn't Rosh Hashanah yet. By the time you got the mincha, it was Rosh Hashanah, and you would say the shear of Rosh Hashanah. So that's if Adam came already. If Adam didn't arrive yet, so you would obviously say shear shachol by mincha also. You can't say shear Rosh Hashanah. They didn't come yet. Shekvar Karta Bashir Shachal. You already brought the Kavan Shabin Aboyim with the weekday Shir. Tikno Shiyu Mekachim HaKadosh Mocher. They would say, Adam, we don't want Adam to come and be Mekadosh today and say retroactively, you said the wrong Shir. So the Talmud of the morning. That was the Tekana. Even with Rosh Hashanah, you always said the Shir Shachal. Tomash Ben Aboyim, you would say the Shir of Rosh Hashanah if it was Rosh Hashanah. Now it turns out that they were Mekadosh Shachadish, an hour after they brought the Talmud, Shaben Aboyim. It's retroactively Rosh Hashanah. And they said the wrong Shir. Because they said Shir Shachal, because they didn't know that. So Chomer Misakin, that we push off the Kedusha till the following day. And we start counting all the calculations of the month from day 31. Kei Loimer, Shir HaRoy LeYomtiv. And then the next day we will say the Shir for that day of Yomtiv. Kamakam Gemar Yom Shloshim. But at the end of this day, which Adam have come, which we've told them, we are not going to accept you until tomorrow. Theoretically, we could just stop being Noeg Kedusha. But the halacha is Noeg in Kedush, Kitchilasa. They would continue maintaining it with Kedusha. Shekach, Tiknu, that was the Kalam of the Chacham, Meshiyu, Noeg in Oysa Yerim Kedush. Philogam, Shoyam, the rest of that you would keep Kedush even so. Even though we know that we pushed up the Eid until tomorrow, we still maintain the Kedusha for the first day. And the next day will be Kedush, obviously, because that's day 31, but that was the day they didn't actually were accepted, and that's day 1 of Tishrei. So that which people keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah at a distance from the Beis Hamikdash wasn't only because they're not sure which day they didn't came. There's also a reason why they keep 2 days. There's a possibility Adam came early in the morning on day 30, and therefore the first day was
early morning sometime
earlier in the day, and therefore that day is Kurdish, and the second day is Willichah. There's a possibility that Adam did not come at all on day 30, and day 31 is really the day of Kurdish, and the first day is Chol. It's possible that Adam came in Mincha Lamal and Chomer Misakin, and at that point in time, both days are Kurdish. So it's a third possibility where Ashi looks. So that possibility means that we who are at a distance, keep the both days, because the possibility that both days are Kurdish. So your halachas are based on that it's that the 2 days are a suffix one to the other. That's not true. So Rabbi Yossi said back to the Chachamim, Iyatem Moedim, don't you agree, could appreciate, that you keep both days Kurdish? Alma Anan Rakinami Bezit. So we which are not nearby, Misafkalon Dilmahaki Hava, that's our third possibility of what happened. It's a Bible Kurdish, and both days are Kurdish. Not a Suffolk like you're saying that they are. So Rabbanan, so Krashi Armalukha Hosam Nami, Kim the Nitka Liyama Makarus. come and say that itself, that we push it off to the next day. The Chacham said we're not going to accept the Eidim in the Mincha Lamala. So what they're really saying is really Havi Rishon Chol, Lavi Kodesh, Elachad. Really, only one day is Kodesh. The second day is Kodesh in the situation, not the first. We didn't accept the, we did not accept the Eidim on the first day. Aye, that which we keep the day b'kedusha. Vahai the tikkun ligmer hayom b'kedusha. That which we keep the rest of the day b'kedusha. You don't want people to be cavalier with day 30 of the coming year. If this, in this scenario, once we've made it to Kana, we do not accept the Eidim after Mincha. So if no Eidim came by the time of the Mincha, the Tamash Ben Harboyim, we no longer would accept the Eidim. So we know for sure that today is really Chol. But if we allow you to do Malach at that point in time, once you know that we're pushing the Eidim up to the next day, we're afraid that the Mebed Beinami cut him a Mincha. That people will start doing Malach before Mincha the coming year. And over there, Shemi Yavoy Eidim cut him a Mincha, maybe Eidim will still come. And the day will be decided to be Kurdish. And people, when it's Shasu Malacha, but Yomtev, people have done Malacha and Yomtev. So that's what we're afraid might happen. So Chomer Masachan, you have to keep the day Kurdish, but it was no way an indicator that Chomer made it really is one long Kedusha, 2 days. Really, it's a Lach of Safik. With this Lacha, you have to mean Noyeg Kurdish. Because of the potential damage which might cause. Okay. That's all that here.